kind of recipes and nostalgia?
Well, only in the fact that the rhubarb chutney is from my great grandmother, and I think it's to die for. I used to eat it in cheese sandwiches as a kid. And once you taste that, you should be hooked on it, I should think.
So your marriage has brought together chutney and fritters.
Yeah.
Just dig in.
Great.
Thank you.
And then choose your dip.
Oh, these are brilliant. That chutney's great.
Finger food as well, really good for a picnic.
Yep. I've enjoyed that.
I did.
That's a keeper.
Would you like a piece of cake?
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that really is a treasured find, isn't it?
Yeah.
That
isn't
cookbook.
It?
It's magic.
Isn't it, just?
No, and if the recipes work like this 100 years ago, they're certainly working well on your table.
Oh, man. Bet as light as a feather. Mm.
This is brilliant, isn't it?
That's properly jammed cake, that.
Heather, we'd like to give an invitation. We're having a recipe fair, and this one, it's on picnic food. It's a celebration of all those picnics we had when we were kids, what we learnt off our mams. And your food's great, the biscuits, the cake, the fritters. We'd love you to come and celebrate the picnic and mum's knowing best.
Sounds like the perfect day.
Awesome cooking, mate. Heather's going to fit right into our Glastonbury for food.
Her fusion of international and traditional techniques, oh, it's proper classy.
But, dude, it's the perfect light sponge we've got to have for that banquet later, man.